Hello everyone, my name is Jan Grudich and I work for Red Hat in the desktop team, and I'm going to talk about integration of Qt applications, how this can be achieved, and the current state of our attempts to integrate Qt applications into GNOME. So why do we need integration? We have Qt available on so many platforms, and each platform has its own style, behavior, and so on. And this even gets worse when you when on Linux, where you have many desktop environments, and again, each of them have different behavior or different style. So if you imagine this scenario, and you use a dark theme like me, and you would expect that if you run any application, it would fit into your desktop. It would have same color and so on. So for this, to solve this problem, Qt has a thing called Qt Platform Abstraction, which is a platform abstraction layer. It was introduced in Qt 5. It's based on plugins, and we have two main platform plugins. One is called Qt Platform Integration, and it's mostly for system stuff. Like if you like, Windows has its own system integration platform integration, or iOS, or Android, and even on Linux, you need your own integration plugin for Wayland, for Mir, or X11. This can be done through Qt Platform Integration. And the next one, we use in Qt GNOME Platform to integrate your Qt application into GNOME, is called Qt Platform Team. And here you can modify and control stuff visible to the user. So here you can modify the font, color, and whatever you will see. Here I have a small example of some components using icons and colors directly from the Qt Platform team. I can show you when I change some to another color. And when I change font, I mean icons. And when I restart my presentation, I'll start it here. And go. You see that the icons are different. They are now switch to Advaita icons, and the color used for radio buttons and the glow is also different because I changed it here to be pink. So this is all controlled by, because I'm now running KDE, this is now controlled by our KDE platform plugin, platform team plugin, which reads the color I have configured here and the icons I have configured. So and this then used here in my presentation. This is a live demo, so okay. Yes. So just briefly, what stuff you can find in Qt platform integration when you want to support a new platform or system. The most you need a Qt platform window. Where you define all the drawing of windows, positioning, and this stuff. You mostly just need it only for a new platform. So this is just mentioning it here. Font database, it's obvious. Each system has a different font database. So if you want to provide that for a new system, you need to implement that, the same for clipboard, accessibility, and this stuff. the most interesting thing is the Qt platform team, which is the thing you will be interested in when you want to integrate Qt applications into your desktop. So what stuff we have here? The first thing you probably want to implement is a theme hint, where you can define which icons you want to use. The function basically provides you an enum, and you return the value for the enum you want to. So, like in example, one hint is icon. So when you want to use some specific icon, you just return for that, like in for GNOME Advaita, or you read it from the GNOME configuration and return that. The other thing is a palette, where you read or define color configuration and just again return it. And when a Qt application is loads this plugin, then this plugin will provide that information to the application. So then the other interesting thing, icon engine, that's if you need some specific stuff for icons in KDE, this is just only wrapper about Qt icon engine, and we don't add anything special. So I don't, if you want some specific stuff like overlays over your icons, you can use this. K bindings, this is obvious. If you want to have some default shortcuts to be set to your application, you need to implement that. Platform dialog helpers, this is used when you want to provide the native file dialogs. As a nice example, I even use this to implement a portal for Flatpak, where basically instead of opening a file chooser, I needed to call just I need to do a dbus call to Flatpak portal frontend. So each you have like four types of dialogs, and where each dialog dialog helper class provides you like an abstract class. So instead of like implementing open function for that platform, for that file dialog, instead of opening it, I just did the dbus call to the Flatpak portal frontend. So this stuff can also be implemented using this. And then the last interesting thing probably is standard button text. This can be used for dialogs. If you want to modify the standard text, like usually it's OK button or cancel, if you want something special, you can change that by using this thing. And another thing, which is not really part of Qt platform abstraction, is Qt style. This stuff is used when you want to draw or change how primitives or controls are drawn. So we use that for Advaita Qt style, where each primitive and is defined by using Qt Painter, and you just say draw a rectangle, draw text inside, and this stuff. This is all done through Qt style. It's not really easy stuff to do because it's really complex, but someone has to do it. So this is actually Advaita Qt style we did for to integrate Qt applications into GNOME. And about our projects, which we are working on to bring you your Qt applications into GNOME, Qt GNOME platform. Currently, we have the most basic stuff, like we read font you have set in GNOME, we read what icons you have, and so on. Yesterday, I got a pull request even for native GTK dialogs. So in the next release, we will have native GTK dialogs. They are stolen from Qt directly, because like a month ago, I think, the Qt GTK dialogs were still implemented in GTK 2, so we couldn't use that. And now with Qt 5.7, GTK dialogs are now written in GTK 3, so we can use that. We just basically can steal the code, otherwise we would need to depend on latest Qt. And another thing we need to implement, it would be possible, because in GNOME you have a specific menu bar, you have just the first, you have only one menu item in the you see in the shell, and the rest is in the application. In Qt, we have all the menu is in the application, and we don't show any menu in the GNOME shell panel, or how do you call it. So this can be probably also implemented using Qt GNOME platform, Qt platform team, using Qt menu bar. And regarding Advaita Qt, it looks quite good. The thing we need to implement is the dark version of that, because right now in Advaita Qt all the colors are hard-coded. So this also needs support of Qt GNOME platform, where we need to return the color palette, and then Advaita the color palette based on theme you use in GNOME, whether it's dark or normal color. And then Advaita would need to be rewritten to use the palette, so it would pick the dark color if we return dark palette and this stuff. Okay, I think I'm done. Also, one thing I want to mention, that Qt platform abstraction, the only downside of that is that it's not really documented. So if you want to implement your Qt platform plugin, you basically need to go to their source code and check that, or check the existing platform plugins, like the one we have in KD or Qt GNOME platform, on the ones provided by Qt itself. There are some of them. And the other problem is that the API is mostly private, and there are no guarantees that the API won't break in the next release. So you need to be careful with that, and check if you develop some platform plugin, then you need to check whether it still compiles and works against the next Qt version. Okay, so if you have any questions.
So, how does it work technically? Did you really re-implement a whole QPA? Like taking the X11 QPA and adding the GNOME stuff on top, or is the GNOME stuff something that plugs into the X11 QPA or the Wayland QPA?
No, for Qt GNOME platform, you only need to implement Qt platform team. And because every Qt application loads Qt platform integration separately and Qt platform team separately, so you can use a platform integration like X11 or Wayland, and platform team, which provides just this style and icons and this stuff separately. So you just implement the stuff regarding the look and the stuff, and that's all.
Yeah, okay, that sounds a lot saner than what I understood.
you mostly won't need to implement Qt platform integration. It's basically only when you want new to add support for a new system or new desktop environment. Or no, I mean new, like Mir or Wayland. No. Yes.
So you restarted your presentation to show us the different look.
Yeah,
Is that a fundamental limitation? Do you have to restart to change the plugin you load, or can you do it at runtime?
If you want to application, if you want to pick up a new platform team, you need to restart it. But if you like change colors, and this depends whether the platform plugin implements updating of that during the when the application is running. This kind of don't work for this, but it works for regular Qt application. It works. This is in QML, so I don't know how this is internally done, but usually it works when you change font. I'm not sure about icons, but changing font works. You don't need to restart anything.
So I see you're talking about QML. I've got a question about Advaita Qt. This is re-implementing the Advaita look and feel in Qt, or is it using GTK to actually render the stuff?
Sorry, but one more time, please.
What does Advaita Qt do? Is it just mocking or redoing the Advaita style in Qt, or are you using some weird hybrid rendering in GTK, then displaying it in Qt thing?
You mean in QML the Advaita style?
Yeah.
You cannot use Advaita style won't be used for it. And if you want to, because usually Qt applications are written using Qt widgets, and QML uses Qt quick controls, so we don't have Advaita style for, because these are styled differently. You need to write Qt quick control style, or how this is called, for Advaita 2. I don't have that yet. Because there are no, every application in desktop is usually written in Qt widgets, using Qt widgets, so there's no need for that right now, it doesn't have priority right now, I would say.
The part of the question was also, are you redoing the styling yourself? So whenever Advaita changes, you have to change your Advaita Qt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but yeah.
Are there plans to make the style look more like the GTK version of Advaita? Because it looks quite a bit off. It'd be nice to have it pixel perfect.
Yeah.
And that's quite a bit different.
Really? I don't know. I don't use that, so it looks good to me, but I don't know really.
It's different.
To write a Qt style, it's really complicated. And
sorry, I'm a designer and I nitpick pixels, and that's quite a bit off. I was just wondering if that's like an earlier version or.
This is the current version, but this screenshot, I scaled. I had to use a scale, so maybe the proportions are not the same as.
Okay, so the proportions possibly changed.
Yeah.
But even still, the style's a little bit different. Is there any plan to possibly improve the style to make it more closer to pixel perfect of the GTK version, or at least the current GTK version of Advaita?
Yeah, we would definitely want that. But it's not me who is working on that.
Okay.
So.
Thanks.
Any other questions? if you are curious about Wayland, for most of the stuff, this will work even on Wayland, except the file dialogs where, because if we, for native, like native GTK dialogs, we use GTK directly. So for like for Wayland, we need to use a different code to actually make it work on Wayland.
Other platforms where Qt draws with native widgets, like on Windows or OS X, or is it in all platforms that you re-implement the platform style?
Each platform implements the Qt style same way, like in Advaita. But this is all already provided by Qt itself for the most used platforms like Windows, iOS. No more questions?
So where's this hosted? Where can we go to file bugs or send patches to make it closer to Pixel Perfect?
Both Qt GNOME platform and Advaita are on GitHub. You can find them under those names. So. Oh, no more questions. Okay, thank you.